Our theme tonight is the latest round of U.S.-China rebalancing kicks off. If you head to the blog, you'll see a commentary rebalancing the U.S.-China partnership. Let me just read it to you quickly. Consider this a flashing sign that says, pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. Understanding the evolution of the U.S.-China economic relationship now underway is essential for understanding the North American and Asian economies and their role in the global financial system. The best book for this, and I discovered in the workshop that a lot of people hadn't really heard the stress I'm trying to place on this, so I really want to emphasize it. Steve Roche's book, Unbalance, provides an enormously clear, coherent framework to understand the whole blizzard of news and announcements that we're watching. So if you want to get a great context, I think it's one of the best books of the year and certainly the best economics book of the year. So Steve Roche, Unbalance, the link in the commentary is to our interview with him. But if you really want to understand what's going on in the global economy, that book is one you want to read. Great statistics, great framework, great overview. But we see announcements. U.S. and China just agreed to a tariff-free technology trade deal, a climate accord. We have the links up on the blogs. Big one, and I talked about this when the Alibaba deal came down and talked about the tit-for-tat. China opens doors to foreign investment in stocks. This is very, very important because if you look at the tremendous growth and role and importance of the equity markets globally, it's just going to keep going. And China doing this is a very important moment and a real signal that they're feeling more confident in what they're doing and in their position so that they can start to let foreign capital flow in more, you know, more deeply. There's a tsunami coming, and it's one of the things I came out of the workshop understanding was that many of our readers, many of our subscribers still don't feel the power of what's coming. And so I'm going to work on the wrap-up of really communicating this. If you look at what is happening in the emerging markets, there's a tsunami coming back. So I give the example of education. If someone in Outer Mongolia can link into Khan Academy and all the best websites and all the university curriculum that's being put up and be free to just get the best education in the world and not have to bother with Common Core curriculum and standardized testings and the growing horrible bureaucracy and disinformation that education, that teachers and principals are subjected to, that's a level of competition which is extraordinary because what it says is an American student has a 25,000-hour handicap, particularly if you include the cost of their time and paying off student loans. And frankly, that's a handicap they can't survive with. And so it's going to be very interesting to see what the slapback is because the competition coming this way is extraordinary and ruthless. Ditto with consumer economics. We're seeing as more and more goes online, just tremendous slapback. And one of the things Roche does a great job of describing is the imbalance between the benefits accruing to a U.S. consumer versus a Chinese consumer. That's going to get rebalanced. And so there's a real tsunami of feedback coming in a variety of different areas. And it's very hard to even imagine what this could look like, but it's going to be very strong. So I'm going to talk about it a lot during the wrap-up, and I want you to be thinking about that because some people are struggling with the amount of change that we've had, but I just keep stressing it's going to accelerate. And so I want everyone to be prepared and to have thought about how they sort of navigate the wave as it comes. Chinese train makers overtake European rivals is a link up on the blog. A very important article because it really focuses you on the culture of an economy that's growing and building. And there's so much in that vein we could be doing here, and yet we're not doing it. We're going to the negative. Again, the question is why? And if you look at the things we could be doing in infrastructure, if you take all the money we're spending on invading each other's privacy and controlling each other, what you could do in terms of infrastructure, other things is extraordinary. So the power of the positive is happening in those economies that are growing, and boy, we need an infusion of that. One of the things I I've felt. I talked with a wonderful gentleman from New Zealand and another wonderful gentleman from Australia, and they said, come on down. And I was like, okay, I'm ready to go. So, you know, Asia is rocking and rolling, and it's time. If we can't get some of that going here, then we're going to have to sort of get out and go.